Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's toll free. You take control, 800-259-9231. Get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there. Broadband and not so broadband. So everybody who's connected to the internet can listen and listen for free at freetalklive.com. Be sure you go and check that out.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, check out their website at freestateproject.org or give them a call at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or get on their website, freestateproject.org.
That's right, freestateproject.org. We're all members.
Yes, we are.
Sweet Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Johnson.
All right, so we're going to go to the phones, to the fun, because this is the show about your call. So if we start an hour and there's a call on hold, we go to it. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, hey. Jason, and Johnson. Hello.
Hey, lad.
What's happening?
Well, actually, new and unrelated freedom news in New Hampshire, unrelated to the outlaw manicurist.
Oh, okay.
The Senate committee here has passed the homeschool deregulation unanimously.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, yes. A committee, not the whole Senate.
Correct.
Okay.
And the committee is made up of 6 senators, I believe.
Okay.
Or at least 6 people, and there are only 24 senators. So if all 6 of those are senators on the committee, that would mean that 1/4 of the senators is already
that would mean
on
that.
Record in favor. So let's say
I learned that at government school, even. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
We're in division. Now, what does that mean for homeschoolers, Dave?
It could mean about a 1/3 reduction in the amount of regulation that homeschoolers have to deal with in New Hampshire.
Now, why can't we get rid of 3/3 of the regulation?
Well, that would be nice, but this is politics is the art of the possible.
Right.
The bill was crafted, or partly crafted, by a free stater.
Really?
Don Lincoln and Winchester.
Cool.
And,
so we're already having an effect there in the legislation. That's great.
Now, it could still fail. It could fail in the overall Senate, although I think it'll probably pass. The real test will be whether the governor signs it. And the governor is a Democrat, so I would be a little surprised if he signed it, but you never know.
Speaking of senators and New Hampshire, I'm sure you've heard the news that the Real ID Act passed. We talked about it on the show last night for a good hour at least. And it passed 100-0, which means both of the New Hampshire senators voted for it.
Yep.
Now, has anybody had anything to say to them yet? Has anybody called them and harangued them?
I think so, but the only thing I know for sure is that we had a protest. We started at one of their offices and marched to the other office, about 9 of us, last month, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And in protest of their plans to vote in favor of it. I think we may have marched from a rep's office to a senator's office, if I recall.
Got it.
So it wasn't both senators. Of course, the fact
it's just nothing but cowardice, nothing but a big government power grab. There were senators that talked out against the provisions, but they're such cowards. They didn't want to be seen as voting against the troops. Because that's how it would have looked, supposedly.
What does the ID have to do with the troops?
Because it was attached to a spending bill. The bill, by its for the most part, was about allocating more money to the war in Iraq. And so, therefore, by voting no on it, they would have looked like they didn't support the troops. Isn't that frustrating? Because even if the people who had felt that way had voted no and it hadn't passed, they could have always rewritten the spending bill. Not that I support that either, but they could have always rewritten it without the ID provisions and said, "Look, I refuse to vote yes on this until the real ID provisions are taken out." But
right.
A bunch of cowards.
Yep.
Embarrassing. These guys need to get unelected real soon. When's the next opportunity to get them out?
So I don't know with the senators. I don't pay much attention to the senators and the reps. I don't think, I can't have any influence over that. I focus on stuff that I can actually swing.
Well, I know that there's going to be some free staters that are going to want to run, I would hope, in the next election. So hopefully that'll happen.
Yeah, but like I said, I just don't focus on the national at all anymore. It's the state that can be changed a little bit and the local can be changed.
Absolutely. But as we change New Hampshire, eventually we'll get pro-freedom representatives and senators for the national level.
That's
whether
true.
That'll have an effect on national politics, I don't know, but it certainly couldn't hurt. Now, in regards to the outlaw manicurist, the story we've been following quite a bit here on Free Talk Live, Dave, I guess things have come to a resolution at this point, right?
Yep, he got out of jail yesterday.
A day early.
Correct. They got him right out, but they gave him a 30-day suspended sentence. If he does anything wrong during the next year, I believe, they will dump him in jail for 30 days instead of just one day.
And it'll be 30 days on top of whatever the charge is that he's getting at that time.
Well, no, I think they've sentenced him to 32 days with one day already served, and I think they're giving him credit for 2 days or something like that.
Yeah, but if he violates another law within the next year, they'll charge him, I don't think he's this way, but if he gets caught for marijuana possession or something like that, he'll get that charge, and he'll have to spend time in jail on that charge, and then they'll tack an extra 30 days onto that.
That's my guess.
Right.
Now, he could always, if he were willing to just completely, if he had nothing to lose, he could call their bluff and go, okay, well, I'm going to violate some other little stupid cosmetology.
No, that's
and
the issue.
And make them just keep hammering at him until they just have to stop, but he has more to lose than that, I think.
I guess so.
You never know. He might set up a laptop in front of the government office over there, whatever office might be more appropriate, and just start downloading MP3s right in front of them.
Yeah, that's a good one. And listening to them out loud. Mike, his name is Mike, and he deserves a huge vote of thanks from all the liberty lovers around the country because he stood up against the government, and he refused to back down when they threatened him with all kinds of different things, and the government, in fact, ended up backing down. And they just ended up arresting him, and like we said, they let him out a day early, apparently because the jail was so full, probably full of a bunch of marijuana smokers.
That's pretty much what he reported to be the case.
Really?
He said he couldn't find anybody in that jail that seemed to have hurt anybody.
Jeez, that is so sad. But the problem with Mike is he's got a wife, and so he's got a responsibility to the lady, if you will, and she doesn't really want him spending any more time in jail. So at this point, I think he's asked everybody else in New Hampshire, all the other Free Staters and the Liberty Lovers there, to step up. And I think aren't you guys working on maybe a mass nail filing or something like that?
There's some talk of that. I think it's going to be much more doable just to have individuals going in one at a time and doing things, just because of the numbers. The numbers are so much more manageable if you only
I mean, it's true. We only have so many Free Staters that have actually moved up there at this point, the people who have kind of gotten a jump on these activities. But could you imagine having 50 people out in front of the Board of Cosmetology giving manicures?
It may happen. I'm not going to try to raise hope.
But the power of having 50 people there and having the cops have to come and arrest 50 of them.
Yes.
They're not going to be able to put 50 people in the jail for this.
I think not.
I think it would really show how asinine this is. It would show not only how asinine the law is again, but it would also show how much support that people in New Hampshire have for Mike Fisher, the outlaw manicurist, because 50 people were doing it this time.
That's already the good news, is that there is so much support. I mean, there's a political cartoon. The union leader drew a political cartoon about him, for gosh sakes.
I saw that, and they had an editorial as well, didn't they?
They did, and, I mean, he was on 5 different TV stations, at least three different radio stations. He was on in every major paper in the state, probably most of the minor papers, too.
That's fantastic. That's just all. You can't buy publicity like that.
No.
And on top of it, all of the publicity I saw, and I didn't look at every single article because there was so much, but the TV report, the newspaper, the editorial, all the reporting I saw was positively spun towards the outlaw manicurist.
That's great.
And it almost all mentioned the Free State Project, too.
That's true as well. And they didn't take any shots at the Free State Project either.
No, this is what happens when you go on offense. You get to choose the target, time, that sort of thing.
Well, that's a good. I think it's a great thing, and I know that you guys are going to have something else that you're working up. And of course, all those who are interested in following the process should go to nhfree.com and check it out.
Maybe some public downloading.
Public downloading, whatever. Johnson, we need to get up there so we can get in on that. All right, Dave, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it, as always. 800-259-9231. So exciting to know that things are going on, that there is still a burgeoning pro-freedom movement in this country, because it isn't too late. Even though they just passed the national ID card yesterday, it's still not too late to stand up and say, we've had enough. And that's what we're doing here, 6 nights a week on Free Talk Live. So take control of the show at 800-259-9231.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Justin.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts and hundreds of users all interacting. It's a lot of fun. All kinds of different topics. And it's all free, just like everything is at freetalklive.com. We were talking with Dave about New Hampshire and some of the things, the exciting pro-freedom things that are going on there. Of course, it is the Free State with the Free State Project is, of course, moving there. But one of the things that I think New Hampshire is going to have to deal with within the next couple of years is the question of do they want to participate in the Real ID Act? Because last night, yesterday, the Senate passed the Real ID Bill. Now, it was hidden amongst a spending bill for Iraq and Afghanistan, but everyone knew it was there.
They were talking about it. The senators were talking bad about it. But they passed it anyway. 100-0. And so now, supposedly within two years, the provisions will be going into effect. And in these provisions, it says that estates can opt out. You don't have to participate if you're a state in the union. Because if you had to, then it would be unconstitutional. But the fact that you don't have to means that it's not unconstitutional, apparently. So the problem is, though, if the state doesn't participate, then the people within that state will not be able to, for instance, fly out of the state. They will not be able to use anything that is federalized because they won't have the federal ID. So you, if, for instance, New Hampshire decided to opt out of the real ID provisions, their airport would be shut down. I mean, you could fly within the state, but you would be like sequestered if you flied out of the state.
I think it'd be great. Great. Because you know what would happen? Every federal airport gone!
Yeah,
gone.
I think it would be great, too.
And people would just probably start flying illegally. You'd create a black market in airlines.
I think, personally, the Real ID Act almost could be a silver bullet for the freedom movement, if we could get a state behind the idea of not participating.
Well, because you'd think the Patriot Act would have been that galvanizing issue.
Well, the Patriot Act, to an extent, has galvanized some people. There have been cities and counties and even a few states that have passed legislation nullifying the Patriot Act. So, to an extent, yeah.
To an extent, but it's still not enough. I mean, we don't have the majority.
No, we don't. And nor do we have enough people that have moved to New Hampshire yet. But who knows? I mean, within the next 2 years, anything could happen.
Here's my free market idea to any liberty-minded entrepreneurs out there. My idea as far as this...
Translation, I don't have enough money. Somebody else can.
I don't, and nor do I have the time. But, you know, somebody out there that is looking for a good Liberty project to take up, here's an idea for you. Free. You know, it's not... It won't be
a free idea. No intellectual property theft.
It won't be intellectual property theft if you take and use this idea. My idea is that someone should start an organization that is like an insurance company, where you send... You send your money, you know, send a little bit of money a month or, you know, whatever or whatnot to basically when it comes time to renew your driver's license, you don't.
Right.
Just don't do it.
Because at the point where it's going to come time to renew your driver's license, all the real ID provisions will be in effect.
Yeah, correct. Just stop using your driver's license altogether. And then if you get ticketed, well, you're in the organization that will pay your tickets.
In most states, is it a misdemeanor to not be driving with a license?
That's correct.
Just a misdemeanor. Okay.
Just a misdemeanor. Just
a maximum $1,000 fine or something like that, probably.
I have no idea what the maximum is.
I mean, I'm sure it's different in every state, but
I mean,
certainly not the end of the world.
But I just had to go to court, as I talked about a couple weeks ago, for driving on a suspended license, and I just had to pay court costs.
So what do you think? $5 a month? It's kind of
maybe.
These things used to exist in the past. They were called, I think a better term besides insurance company is mutual aid society.
I think it's even better, sell photo IDs. You provide the people who buy in with a type of photo ID or something, you know, I don't know. You send in your driver's license, and they'll take the photo from it and send you back a photographic identification and destroy your old license. I don't know.
Well, so the idea would be you'd be paying in $5 a month or whatever to be determined amount. You would be paying it in, and then thousands of other people that don't like the national ID would also be paying in, and then there's all that money basically sitting in the pot. When somebody gets a ticket, all you have to do is like Xerox the ticket or provide some sort of evidence, just like with an insurance company, that you got this ticket, and then they cut you a check.
Yep.
Or maybe they cut you a check plus a little bit of extra money for all the time and the hassle that you went through going to court and fighting it and everything
that'd
like that.
Yeah, that'd be even better. A check plus a little bit of money. Maybe. You have an incentive to even get caught at that point. You know? Catch me, please.
Or maybe.
To draw attention to getting rid of this stupid ID system.
Maybe you could have an option to fight it. Like if you wanted to, like some of that money in the pot could go towards hiring a lawyer or something like that. And if one of the membership wanted to actually take it to trial and fight the national ID card, period, all the way to the top, maybe the money could be used.
So my suggestion is if any of you are sitting at home, you know, binding together your books about theories about how we didn't go to the moon or, energizing your water with light waves or, I don't know, or...
magnets that heal you.
I have no idea.
Somebody who's got a little bit of free time. right. take this up. It's a good idea. Free market. It's a free market solution to a government-created problem, and I think it's a great one. So if you've got a comment, if you've got a suggestion, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, let's get back into some email, gentlemen, because we got some good ones tonight. This one from Tom. Subject line, right to liberty. Hi, guys. I thoroughly enjoy your show and agree with your libertarian philosophy. The question of whether or not individuals have a right to liberty prompted me to drop you this short note. I just wanted to remind you of a well-written and understandable book called The Law by Frederick Bastiat. I have not found a better explanation of the relationship between rights and laws and how government uses law to pervert rights. Others have expounded these same ideas, but none have stated them more clearly than Bastiat. And actually, I have read this particular book. It's a very, very small, very short book. Again, it is called The Law, and he provides a couple of links to it. Apparently, you can get it. It's one of those books that's so old, the copyright's expired, so
right.
You can probably find it online relatively easily, and the actual paperback version is not very expensive. It's a good book. It does have a lot of basic anti-government, pro-freedom concepts in it, but my critique of it has to be that, I'm sorry, I was raised in today's world. I went to government school. It is somewhat easy to read compared to Shakespeare, for instance, but it's still that old school, you know, 1800s language, which I have trouble with. I mean, it takes me effort to read that kind of English. Do you know what I mean? And he's a Frenchman as well, so you've got the French translation.
Oh, oui, c'est bien.
Right. The French translation over to sort of old school sounding English. And I just think that books like Harry Brown's How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World and Why Government Doesn't Work or Dr. Mary Ruart's Healing Our World are much better, even though they're longer. The Law is a very short book. Even though they're longer, they're much more concrete for today's American.
Well, sure, and cohesive for
right.
today's American, but go back to how it was written, how this book was written back in the 1800s. Now, I don't know, did France have nationalized, quote-unquote, free public schooling back in the 1800s?
Gosh, I don't know. I would assume that they did. I mean, they've been around for a long time. They've been socialist for a long time, so it would make sense that they would. Where were you going to go with that? I mean, was there a line of thinking there?
Well, where I was going to go is, say with American literature, things written by our forefathers, 1700s, mm-hmm. Early 1800s, it's worded in such a way that people who have been taught by public schools today can't understand it.
You're right about that. It takes translation, which is why I read Michael Badnarik's book about the Constitution. I need translation. I'm a dumb American. More Free Talk Live on the way. You take control of the show, 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and we do it 6 nights a week. Monday through Friday from 8 until 10 Eastern, and of course, we have a live Saturday show from 7 to 10 Eastern. So join us for every single moment, and of course, you can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have got the last 6 days of the show fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. And thanks to downloadradio.org, now the archives actually go back. All you have to do is click one link, and you're taken back into a month's worth of archives for free. We're not charging you anything extra. As always, I mean, we've expanded our archive count by 800%, basically, and it will keep getting larger because I don't think it's going to cycle out like it used to. It used to cycle out after 6 days, you'd lose the sixth day, and you'd get a new day.
And, of course, it also means that when we release the DVD of all our archives, they'll be crisp, clear quality. Because
right.
Now we have to. You know, we have to make them just awesome.
Oh, yeah, the DVD's collections are going to be good.
We would have anyway, but...
We're working on that. That's coming up maybe later this year. So, 800-259-9231. We've been going through some emails. We were talking about how I'm such a dumb American during the break. And my reading ability is... I can read. I mean, I do read.
We're dumb American you
whereas,
are.
Whereas I think, there's a lot of Americans that don't read, which is sad. A lot of Americans just love to watch television.
Okay, now I've got to explain it. I wasn't sure about saying this on the air or not. Cause
it might reveal you as too much of a geek or something.
Too much of a geek, yeah. I'm a pretty stereotypical geek. And, in Star Wars, Yoda switches his prepositions.
Right.
And I think that's right. I'm not sure if that's the correct term, but I'm pretty sure. You know, he says, to the store we go. You know, he reverses things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's common in other languages. If you were to literally translate a language like French, Italian, Spanish, they flip their prepositions up like that. So I'm wondering, when they translate Star Wars into another language, do they flip Yoda's prepositions so that, like, if you were to do a little translation, he would sound more like an American? Or do they not flip it and just nobody in other countries really gets that Yoda talks funny?
Hmm. That is a good question. Is it lost in translation?
Just, you know, since we were on talking about languages and how people used to speak, you know, that's the way English used to be as well.
Really?
More like it. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Read Shakespeare. I mean,
see, that's
that's right. You didn't really do that.
I couldn't stand it.
You went to public school.
I did. I went to government-run education indoctrination centers, if you will, and they put Shakespeare in front of me.
You
need
at least watch the Shakespeare movies, man. Have you
seen?
Yeah,
we watched Hamlet.
Yeah, you need to see
King Henry V.
You need to see The Merchant of Venice with Al Pacino.
Okay.
The new version.
Is that a Shakespeare movie?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a new movie?
It's just came out a little while ago.
See, I don't watch television stuff.
Yeah, it's an independent movie. I think you really like it. It's still the same manner of speaking, but it's a movie. So when you hear them and you have the inflection, you can kind of infer a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's just that,
When I was in government school, the last thing I was interested in was what they wanted me to be interested in. So they put Hamlet in front of me. I just saw a bunch of gobbledygook, and what do I want to read this for? And
yeah.
I never read anything in government high school. The only time in my high school, in my education career period that I ever read a book was in general psychology class in community college. Never once did I read a book in government high school. Textbooks. Never read them. I mean, I did all the homework. I'd go back through the chapter and find the answer. You could always look through and find the bold-faced words and then get your vocab that way. And, you know, it was easy to complete the work, but that's just how I was, you know. And I managed to pass with get a scholarship out of that, so there you go.
Well, it's not like, you know...
you guys went to private education, which is why we're talking about this. You enjoy reading the old school language because you understand it.
I was actually about to reveal myself as even more of a geek, but I was going to say, you know, the reason why, you know, I was a lot like you in school in that I didn't really want to learn anything that the school was putting in front of me.
They don't make it fun at government school.
But as far as Shakespeare and certain, you know, I wanted to read. There were a lot of things I wanted to read, so I was an avid reader on my own things. But for as far as Shakespeare goes, you know, I kind of hated Shakespeare, but I felt like, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, if you read Shakespeare, you know, that's a sign of intelligence and it's supposed to be good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I read through Shakespeare mostly because, you know, well, on Star Trek, you know, that's one of the things that they say, you know, it's like, you know, everybody on there has read Shakespeare. So,
oh, really?
You know, that's one of the things, you know, one of the reasons why I would want to read through this Shakespeare.
For you, then.
Now, imagine reading through Shakespeare in Klingon. There are actually some people that do that. All the Shakespeare plays have been translated into Klingon.
Yes, stop, go.
There are actually classes in colleges, in some of these private colleges, where people actually study Shakespeare in Klingon.
Yeah, that's just
wow.
Really weird. But hey, whatever.
Yeah.
Dig it. Anyway, let's get to some emails here. This one from Nathan about tobacco. Hi, guys. Been listening for about a month, and I have a couple of questions. You were talking about that it's an outrage that the government prohibits smoking on your own property, meaning businesses here in the state of Florida, New York, California. I'm sure in other states now there are full-on bans on smoking in all business locations with the exception of some bars, and that's about it. And home-based businesses are accepted as well. But for the most part, you cannot smoke on your own property. So he says that he agrees that it's an outrage, but he has some questions. Should one be able to smoke freely outside?
Of course.
If so, and then why? Well, you're not hurting anybody else. I mean, if you're outside,
right.
And there's no way that you could argue that the smoke that is being exhaled from your lungs or that's trailing off from the end of the cigarette is bothering anyone. No way that you could argue that.
Yeah, but...
Would you?
Oh, you could use those foolish reports that were done about 10 years ago that say secondhand smoking is a terrible threat to other people.
But
and
that's
the
only in enclosed areas. So outside, I don't...
Right.
I mean, even the most zealous anti-smoking person, how could they possibly defend banning smoking from outdoors?
Well, I'll tell you, because they've done it in several states on beaches.
Well, the beaches is the excuse about the butts.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's
you
not
can
actually
say about that in parks and public.
Yeah,
and
that's
anywhere.
True.
You could use that excuse anywhere.
But if the smoker was being responsible and didn't throw his butts on the ground,
well,
they wouldn't have
these people don't understand that responsibility even exists. It's not
that's
worth
true.
No vocabulary.
You're right.
Personal
about that.
Responsibility? Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, they believe they have to pass laws to tell people how to behave. You're absolutely right. He goes on to say, it could be considered an act of harming others, which we are against. No, I don't think you could consider that harming others. Also, if so, then I have another follow-up. You, and possibly I, think that all drugs should be legal. I do.
Yep.
So, if that's the case, then wouldn't it be considered harmful to others to smoke, say, crack rocks in public? Or even worse, in an enclosed car with kids? Do you think? Would it be harmful? Would that be more harmful than what we have today? Would it be bad for society to allow that sort of behavior? Is anyone really stopping it today? I don't think there are very many parents who are crack smokers that smoke in front of their kids, but there probably are some that do.
I'm sure there are some that are that reckless in their actions.
I've known plenty of people that smoke marijuana in front of their kids, and if you're a crack smoker, I don't see why you wouldn't smoke, you know, crack in front of your kids.
You know, that's fine. That doesn't mean we should ban it.
Absolutely, I agree.
You know what? And if they smoke crack in front of their kids, well, then they're going to jail.
Nope.
Sorry. You
Wait,
just infringed why? Upon someone else's rights. Until you do it, you haven't committed a crime. But once you're you know, forcing your kid to smoke crack at that point.
Oh, forcing your kid to smoke
crack. Well, if you're smoking crack in an enclosed vehicle, that kid's getting high.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So, yeah, if you do that, guess what? You're going away.
800-259-9231. That's only assuming somebody finds out about it.
You don't preemptively ban something because someone might commit a crime.
Right. See, the rest of us should be free. I mean, if they're going to be irresponsible people out there, let the responsible people still be free and let the irresponsible ones reap the, you know, the problems that result from their irresponsibility, the consequences.
Natural selection.
Exactly. 800-259-9231. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free, you take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Johnson.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies who've sent us their photographs, and we put them up on our website because we're proud of our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live, and we want to show you off. And it's not a beauty contest. Ladies of all shapes, sizes, colors, ages, all there on the site. They've all sent us their photos. So if you want to do it, ladies, you can email your picture to ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org.
We've been doing some email catch-up tonight because we've had some really juicy emails, some real good issues that were brought up by some of our emailers tonight. And we're reading one from Nathan. And he's concerned with the whole legalizing drugs idea. He's questioning it. I think he's on our side, or he's leaning our direction. But he's worried about people smoking, if drugs were legal, he's worried about people smoking, for instance, crack rock in an enclosed vehicle with their kids. Would that be legal, I guess, is his question. And we're saying, I think we've come to the agreement that no, because then you're doing something without the consent of the other individuals in the car, and they're getting contact highs as a result of it. I'm assuming that's how crack works. I don't know. Maybe it's all absorbed as soon as you inhale it.
Perhaps. I worry about people taking and smashing hammers, smashing their kids' heads with hammers. Should we outlaw hammers?
That's a great point. He goes on to say, I guess what I'm saying is a lot of our laws today, although they suck in general, were originally designed to prevent someone from harm. For example, my sister is an ardent supporter of the drug war. Nate, have her call the show. We've been waiting for someone like her to call the show. He goes on to say, and she also supports other laws like public drunkenness, laws that are against that, because she says that people on drugs and alcohol are likely to hurt others. I don't really agree with her, but I thought I'd throw that argument out there. Thanks for doing what you're doing. I called or emailed all the talk radio stations in the Tulsa area about your show. Big thanks for that, Nathan. We certainly appreciate it. And in regards to your question as to whether or not people who are on drugs or alcohol are likely to hurt others, I think there's no doubt that people on alcohol are likely to hurt others.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at the amount of domestic violence cases that you have. Look at the drunk driving cases that you have. Alcohol is clearly a dangerous drug.
We should outlaw it!
No.
Yeah, prohibition. That's a good idea.
I think we've already discovered that outlawing alcohol is not the answer. We just have to deal with it. We just have to educate people as best as possible and be as good of friends as we can to people, not let them drive drunk. And as in regards to the domestic violence situation, what can you do there? I mean, you just got crappy people living in crappy situations, and it's their choice, you know. If you want to live with a drunkard who beats you,
sorry.
I feel sorry for you, but that's about all I can do, you know? And in regards to drugs, especially marijuana, there is no evidence whatsoever that marijuana smokers are violent in any way. I mean, no one's ever been killed by a marijuana smoker. And if there were auto accidents that were being caused by them, you know the media would be reporting on it.
But there just aren't.
Right. Now, crack cocaine, heroin, some of these other drugs, the users get a real bad rep because, yes, a lot of crackheads are very violent. But it's not because they smoke crack that they're violent.
It's because crack is illegal, and when you can't get crack, you need to find ways to obtain crack or money for purchasing crack.
Right, it's when you can't afford it. I mean, you can always get crack.
It's the black market that's creating people not the violent people. These people are going to be violent regardless of whatever substance they're on.
Right, because it's expensive.
Exactly.
If the crackhead could go to the pharmacy or go to the Kmart or 7-Eleven and buy a vial full of crack for $5 that would last him an entire week. Like, just like people go and buy cigarettes. If crack was the price of cigarettes, you would not have any of the violence that's associated with it. I'm sorry, you wouldn't.
I try to envision what somebody on the other side might have as an argument, you know, when we discuss these things. And one of the things that just kind of popped in my head was, you know, when I talked about outlawing hammers or whatnot, or for example, maybe somebody goes to school and they could use a pen to stab someone. We should outlaw all pens and pencils in school because kids can use them as weapons.
Or we just had to
outlaw nails.
Give them all extra sketches.
Yeah. So, you know, my thought process there is when somebody says, well, outlawing drugs is different because there's no good use for drugs.
Well, if people enjoy doing drugs.
But it's just recreation. They don't need it.
No, they don't
need pens and pencils in school.
You're right. People don't need drugs, but that doesn't stop them from wanting them.
People don't need alcohol either.
Right, and since people, when people want something, they'll get it.
Well, that just means we should outlaw alcohol.
They'll do whatever, and that just means you should go move to your prohibition state, and we'll move to New Hampshire, and we'll all get along then because we won't be living together. I really, seriously believe that's the only answer for America.
I feel like sometimes I should just take up the devil's advocate. Like, I should come up with a character and just flip into that every once in a while on the show.
Religious zealot. Something like that. So, yes, people want, when people want something, whether it be sex or drugs or pornography, they're going to get it. It doesn't matter how many steps they have to go through to get it. Some of them might give up. It's true. Some of them, you know, they might just want to smoke pot a little bit, and it's not worth the effort that they have to expend. But there are lots of people, millions of them, that want to smoke pot bad enough that they're willing to flaunt the law to do it. They do it every day. There are millions of people that smoke crack, smoke pot, do all kinds of drugs, cocaine, and of all income levels, too. Rich people.
Oh, yeah.
And poor people
as well.
Now, the rich people aren't out stealing money. You know, they're not out beating people up for their money because they got plenty of it. They just buy drugs with it. But the poor people are the ones that create the crime because the drugs are so expensive because of prohibition. More Free Talk Live on the way. It's your show. 800-259-9231. Take control.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades, which studied water, has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. Trust Jesus. He will reveal His love in all aspects of your life. I have experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. I'll send you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to get your free booklet today. Be merciful in your actions, words, and prayers, and above all, trust in Jesus. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, final segment here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Just enough time for your call. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You can, of course, go and vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. If you haven't done it this month, now's the time to do it. We've slipped a bit. We were the number one show for 11 days straight, and the competition's, I mean, it's heated. So we could use your help at vote.freetalklive.com. It's still Ian here with you.
And still Jason.
And a dumbass.
We've been burning through some emails here. FTL at freetalklive.com is the email address, and we don't read them all on the air, but we'll read some of them.
We try.
This one from Dave from Lincoln, Nebraska. He says, "Dear Free Talk Live, I'm a new listener to your podcast. It's so cool. We always have new people picking up on this show.
Oh yeah,
and have really been enjoying it. I had not heard much about the Libertarian Party before this podcast, and I'm finding your views to be very interesting and in many cases on target with my own. We should note that the views of Free Talk Live do not always coincide with the views of the Libertarian Party. This is not a Libertarian Party sponsored show." I disagree with the Libertarian Party on some things. I don't like how they're bureaucratic. We can get into that some other time. Anyway, he says, "Last Saturday, you were talking about the guy on the forum that was arguing for the podcaster that got fired from his job. I happen to agree with your point of view on this issue, but I wanted to pass on to you a concern I have. At least twice, I heard you state that this guy made references to laws that should have protected this podcaster's job. Your response both times was basically, 'I don't care what the law says because these laws are stupid and unjust.' While this may be true, you may want to consider the way this defense makes you sound to some of your listeners who are new to your way of thinking. Saying, 'I don't care what the law says,' may make some people who are interested in learning more about your ideas discredit you. Those who will agree with you will not be offended, but they are not the people that you need to convince. The people you need to be working on are those on the fence or the other side. Personally, I was not turned off by your statements, but I know many people who, at that point in your show, would have totally written you off."
Yep.
Now, as a point of clarification, I didn't say they were just stupid and unjust. I think I clarified that they were unconstitutional as well. The laws that prevent business owners from hiring and firing for whatever reason they want are unconstitutional.
I don't know. To be fair to this emailer, though, you do say a lot where you will say, "It doesn't matter what the law says." You know, you do that.
Absolutely. Yes. That's part of the reason why I have Manwich and you guys here to sort of catch me on those, you know, those things. Because, you know, this is talk radio. We're here to entertain people. And to an extent...
I don't catch you on that enough.
Manwich is better.
You're lucky to have Sloppy. You're lucky to have
I've changed my approach, and the Libertarian Party, again, this is one of those things that I disagree with them on. I agree that freedom needs to be sold. I agree with that. Harry Brown would say that. Michael Cloud, these are two big names in the Libertarian Party. They say that you need to sell liberty to people. And yes, you do. However, you cannot sell ice to Eskimos, and you cannot sell liberty to people that just aren't looking to buy. We've talked about in the past that 30% or 30%.
If they're listening to your show, man, they're looking to buy.
Maybe. Not everybody who listens to the show is looking to buy. They're just listening for talk radio purposes.
No, you're wrong.
What, do you think everybody that listens to Rush Limbaugh is looking to buy into his ideology?
Yep.
No way! These have plenty of people listening to him that disagree with him.
On some level, they're looking to buy into the
not at all
ideology. No. I think it's
they're listening to hear what's coming next. They're listening to hear what comes out of their mouth next.
I think that the people who are actually studying something to bolster their own arguments are very, very rare indeed. And I think most people are looking on some level to be convinced by what you say, even if they're totally opposite. Look at the socialist who calls in all the time. Jason's a socialist. He calls in all the time. He wants to be convinced, man.
Well, we're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Justin.
Jason, it's just going to be me and you tomorrow night here on Free Talk Live. Join us at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And this is your show, so join us online at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night.
If you're tired of cookie-cutter conservative talk radio or just looking for something...